were on the Supreme Court for 5 years.
Yes, I went on the Supreme Court. That was in the late 50s, all this was taking place, this election business was. And I think that was when Bill died, sometime in the late 50s, 58 or 59, somewhere along there. And he, of course, Bill took no stock in that, but he was always interested in anything shine, and I did, by just watching and listening. He'd never come up anywhere near where we were, but you could always count him being hid all the way back in the crowd somewhere.
Right.
Well, nobody would pay much attention to him, even though he was there, but he'd be somewhere around there spying on us and getting more fun out of it than anybody else. He thought a lot of shine in his way, but he never would let on to shine or anything about it. But I really never did know anything about his politics, whether he ever showed any preference to anybody's political race or anything like that at all. Now, his uncle John, the old one that was a judge, he was very politically minded and all, in his day and time. But I believe he was dead by that time. I don't think he was around yet.
Did the townspeople, were they much impressed with Faulkner after he became famous, or how did...
I'll tell you, they cared nothing about his works. Those that did, it could read it, all turn more or less the ordinary Oxonian kind of turned their nose up at it. They didn't appreciate it much. The literary style meant very little to them. However, the educated people that understood the English language and could analyze it knew that it was good. He was developing some kind of a language there and all. These people are very moralistic kind of people around here. And When you get to anything, it's kind of risky. I reckon you'd use the word risky. Popeye and things like that—they tabooed all that kind of stuff. And that's the reason I laugh and ask Bill about asking me. He ought to write something. We'd all appreciate, you know, and just laughed at him, and he knew what I meant, you know. And he said, "Well, I may just do that," and he did. He wrote that river, and it's a good one. And I understood practically everything that went on in that river thing. I knew all those niggers what he was talking about in there.
You mentioned that people were pretty moralistic in the area. That reminds me of when we were talking yesterday about the farm. There's a question I wanted to ask you, and I failed to do it. Did people talk about the male of the animal, for example, a boar or a stud, or whatever the male of an animal would be? Would they talk about that in front of ladies?
No, not. That would make no point.